Boy, my friends, I had some weekend, and I do not mean that as a good thing. Also, I don't know about you, but I never like listening to somebody else's sick voice, and I know this is my sick voice, but you should also know it's so much better than it was. So anyway, if you're one of the people who's grossed out by a sick voice, I apologize for this, my sick voice. Anyway, here's the story of my weekend.
Your daily Lex.
As you may recall, and you'd be forgiven if you didn't, on Thursday I went and saw the director of the play I'm in starring in the musical Scrooge, and it was great. Friday, I went out. It was an annual tradition where a large group of guys goes out. This time I think it was 11 of us. It can be as many as like 15, 16, but 11 of us went out for a big, lovely meal. Overpriced meal. Had a great time. Felt good. I drove a couple of my buds and drove them home again, which is nice, otherwise they'd be stranded. Great evening. Woke up the next morning feeling horrendously awful, like so bad. And I decided I was going to take the advice my wife gave me years ago when we both had COVID together for the first time, which was she was starting to get better and I wasn't. She's like, "Well, I'm resting and you are working." Now, at the time, I had just started this business, so I guess it was 3 years ago. So I was like, "But I have to work." And she's like, "Well, you also have to not be sick." So I'm just going to rest today. And so I got into bed at around 9 o'clock in the morning and proceeded to sleep the entire freaking day. There was one time when I got up and had some lunch and I was awake for around 30 to 40 minutes. There was a time when I woke up and had some dinner and I was awake for around 30 to 40 minutes and I just slept the whole day. And then I announced, okay, I am now going to bed after I ate dinner. And I slept for 11 more hours that night. Unbelievable. That is not a thing I have ever done to that degree. It was quite a thing. So Sunday, I felt significantly better. Now, what I didn't point out, that you may know if you're related to me, is that Saturday was also Sierra's 17th birthday. So I was not a good celebrator of Sierra's 17th birthday because I was not available. I was asleep. However, Sierra never wants to be around any of us if we're sick. I don't mean to say she never wants to be around any of us. Sierra likes us just fine, but she does not ever want to be sick. Not that anybody wants to be sick, but in my family, it's very common. Oh, I can't get sick right now. I can't get sick. I have the school show in 4 months. I can't get sick. I got whatever. People always have the reason why they can't get sick. Really, nobody wants to get sick. We get it. But so Sierra hates to be around us if we are sick. So she was appreciative that I was keeping my distance. And I did FaceTime in while Sierra opened presents and while they ate cake. I FaceTimed from the basement at that point, although I mostly had my eyes closed. I did stay awake for the vast majority of the gift opening. That's after that is when I went to sleep. Boy, so then Sunday, I again did a day of rest. All the good ones are doing it. And for this Sunday day of rest, I stayed in bed again all day, but this time I didn't sleep. I didn't sleep one wink then. I had just slept the entire day prior and slept well that whole night. So during the day, I just was in bed doing various things on iPads and iPhones and Kindles and starting to feel considerably more alive as the day progressed. Then finally, it was today. It was Monday. I woke up and I said, you know what? I'm not going to take Sudafed today. I'm not going to take Tylenol today. I'm just going to live my life. I even went to the gym today. First, before the gym, I met Sierra very early at the DMV. She had already been doing a driving lesson because they do a final driving lesson the day you're going to take the driving test. That's where they review parallel parking one more time and go over all the things you're going to do on the test. And I was supposed to meet her there at 8, and I like to get places early, so I got there at 7:45, and you cannot wait inside when you're doing this. You have to wait outside, and it was so cold today. It is currently 28 degrees. It was no warmer then, and Sierra didn't show up right away, and I stalked her on Find My Friends and saw that she was still about 15 minutes away, and clearly the driving instructor was having her do some more stuff, whatever, fine. So she got there around 8:15. Later, she told me, well, no, I was always going to be there at 8:15. They wanted you to get there at 8, so you'd be there 15 minutes early. And I'm like, well, I always get to places 15 minutes early for something like that. So I got there 15 minutes early for that. So, good stuff. She didn't finish the test until around 8:45, which meant that I spent about an hour in the freezing cold. Lex, you could have gone back to your car at some point, right? Well, sure, but I wanted to be visible by Sierra when she came in, so she knew I had all the important paperwork I was supposed to have with me. And I wanted to be able to see her so I could give her some final, you got this vibes. Indeed, she did got this and she passed her driver's test. So way to go. Also, every driving instructor is the same. I spent time watching Sarah take her test while I chatted with the instructor who she had today, who told me that he gave her the really good advice. Like, look, if you're going to fail because you mess up parallel parking or you mess up your K-turn, fine. But don't fail for what I like to call, and he leans in conspiratorially, the bullshit reasons. Don't blow a stop sign. Don't forget to signal. If you're going to fail, fail for a good reason. Okay. Anyway, she passed. My illness is also passing. It has not passed completely, you can hear. But boy, to not be on medication is a wonderful thing. Also, I was that day that I slept all day Saturday, I was also on a 24-hour Sudafed the whole time. And I thought it was hilarious that that's what I slept through was the 24-hour Sudafed, which I took because it was the only Sudafed I could find. Anyway, I hope you're having a wonderful Monday, December 8th. I know that I am happier than I was a couple of days ago. Bye.
Lex.